Welcome to the CEN Show, a platform where we learn from the world community. I'm your regular host, Rasaki Mascani, and tonight we have another host coming on. Her name is Miss Sophia. Miss Sophia is a good friend of mine, and she's responsible for Dr. Inky coming on our show. So I decided to let her host. So Miss Sophia, thank you for doing that, and you can take over.
All right. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. It's quite an honor to be here as a co-host. And so today's topic is spirituality, heart, and heart health. So with, you know, and of course, the views and opinions of guests on the show are those of the guests alone and not necessarily of those of the show or those other or the hosts of the show. So with that, let's go ahead and get started. Dr. Inky, thank you for being here. Go ahead.
Okay, great. No, I was kind of trying to figure out what would be good, you know, like going into the holiday season. And I think that you know, it's a spiritual season, you know, we call these the holy days. So I figured like maybe we have like a more of a you know, more of a group discussion per se. You know what I mean?
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, where we can kind of, you know, discuss, you know, move around the table and throw some ideas on the table. I think inspiration, you know, well, the first thing is the holiday is supposed to be a holy day, and nobody learns any sort of tradition of purification during the holidays. The holidays are always excess, you know, sex, get high, drugs, alcohol, overeating, fatty, you know, fatty food, crazy food, sweets, you know, cakes, pies, sugar, you know, all of the things in every possible way that would technically, if we sat back and looked at it, would be, you know, we would put all those things under the category of unholy, right? So, you know, just kind of having that conversation and thinking about maybe where we got these ideas from, and are these ideas conducive to spirituality? Like, what should we do this time of season? A lot of people's bodies go down this time of season because it is the vitamin D blackout. And, you know, vitamin D is important for calcium and iron and cholesterol and bones and just so many different aspects, your immune system. So just so many different aspects of what we should be doing.
Now, Dr. Inky, can I say a few things?
Absolutely. Go.
Okay, I appreciate that. Well, the, you know, I let me see, how can I put this? I have been kind of schooled by three people. Well, my main mentors, I would say, Professor Amin Ra, Dr. Kamal Kamban, and Neely Fuller Jr. And when I come from under that camp, I kind of get that the system that we live in is fueled by our participation as people of color in the ways of the oppressor. And these holidays are are rituals that comes every year. And when we take on that culture of participating in that, that's when this matter of fact, this is what keeps this place going in a negative way, I would say. You just mentioned drinking and eating bad and drugs and sex. It's not, if it's spiritual, it's evil spirituality or non-productive spirituality. So, like I said, coming from under that camp, I don't even participate in these yearly rituals of unhealthiness, and then it just contributes to the producer's pockets. So I don't want to sound negative, but that's the way I kind of see it. And yes. We could, and then like tomorrow, we talked about this last night on Professor Ross' show. You have Native American and, you know, Native American Heritage Day. You know, so that would be something more, you know, something to participate in their activities, if you ask me, versus, you know, thanks, Miss Given. So I just wanted to say that because I can't get with this yearly get broke type of situation. You know, you people put all their money and all of that into these holidays, and then you just in further debt. So let me not keep speaking and let somebody else talk.
No. I got a question for you. What do you think about the what do you think about the Native American what is it? Native American
History Native Day? American Heritage Day.
Yeah, what do you think about that being on Thanksgiving?
Well, it's actually tomorrow. I mean on Friday. It's the day after.
What do you think about that being even associated with Thanksgiving? How do you feel about that?
Well, I can't really get into my feelings. I'm just not with the originator's intent for us anyway. And they keep the same intent, just to keep profiting off of us and keep using us to stay in power. And my thing with the Native Americans, they were here before them. And then they say that we were here before all of them. And we are, some of us are, you know, have the Native American blood. So I don't have no feelings about it. It is. And I'd rather see something like that celebrated than Thanksgiving.
Okay, what about Black Friday?
Black Friday? Oh, it's just a gimmick to get people to spend money. It's a producer's dream. If any of us come up with a product that sells real well and have it mass produced, you can become an instant millionaire. It's just, you know. So enough on me. Dr. Inky, let's go around and get somebody else's thoughts.
Okay, sure thing. Anybody? I know we have Sophia as our host. Sophia, do you have any thoughts?
Well, I mean, my opinion is our goal stays the same, is to just uplift humanity and educate people with the best we know how on how to survive this environment and, you know, be healthy and happy and support each other and love each other as humans and, you know, and continue on. So there are so many factors, like you guys are mentioning, that go against that. So I think by focusing on enlightening others with the you know, what we know, Not that we know everything, but the little that we do know, we can share that with the world so that we can make this world a better place.
That's a song, right? Heal the world,
Absolutely.
make it a better place.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But so for me, what's interesting is that the holiday is usually well, it's always in some shape, form, or fashion, right? We have the Christian traditions, we have Christmas, we have Hanukkah, the Torah, we have I think many people in our community still respect at a bare minimum Kwanzaa, which is, it's a US thing, but it is designed to have some roots in Africa. And the main thing is, at least from my standpoint, and I guess maybe I'm a weirdo, but the Bible has an emphasis on respiration, right? That is the most profound moment in the Bible, is God sharing breath with man. When we go to Kemet, we find the origin, or the original version of that story, on the walls of the fertility temples, where we have Khnum and man on the potter's wheel, and we have the Kamenu, or representative from the Kamenu, holding the Ankh to the new human's nose, nostrils, signifying the baby's first breath. And I don't think we link heart disease to breathing. Like, I don't think we think about breathing and heart health, or at least not in the not in common conversation. Typically, we associate heart health with, like high blood pressure and diabetes. We don't really associate it with respiration or inspiration. And so that's my thing. To remind folks about that, to remind folks about the origin of the term cardio actually being a biblical term. Cardio is a biblical term. So I just think that, for the people that believe in God, a God, if we prioritize it in that sense, then God wants you to have a healthy heart. We might be able to put a dent in what goes on in December, because December is officially heart attack month. Like, December is the month of death. December is heart attack month. More people die from heart attacks in December than any other time. Particularly, oddly enough, right between Christmas and New Year's Day. That seems to be death row, that last week when the sun drops all the way. For me, I think there's a correlation to sun activity. As the sun kind of drops down for a couple of days, where we don't really have any sun at all. At least any UVB activity at all. Like, that is the lowest point. And so it's interesting that at the lowest point for UVB, is the highest point for, statistically anyway, for heart attacks. So that to me is crazy. Sweden even goes as far. They've done some studies, because they have like a 20 to 40% uptick in cardiovascular events that week. So it's not just an American thing. It's all over the world. It's just in America, it seems to be the craziest. So, most people point to, the alcohol and the sugar as the primary drivers. Some people point to the stress, because you kind of got your eyes wide open going into debt. spending all kinds of crazy money, money you don't have. But for me, it's a solar thing. I point to the sun, I point to vitamin D, I point to the sympathetic nervous system. And so in these conversations going into the holiday season, typically we would do like a 40-day fast going in, or start a 40-day fast and try to keep people fasting the entire time. So we would try to do a fast from Thanksgiving to New Year's. We haven't done it the last couple of years, but the whole idea was knowing people aren't going to actually fast on Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever the case may be. If we could get them to tighten their belt on the weeks in between, the days in between, December 1st to whatever, maybe the 20th, that may benefit or offset whatever they have going on, on Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving weekend, Christmas, Christmas weekend, New Year's weekend, and any kind of traveling madness, right? Because people always get stranded on planes and on buses and in bus stations, and just the heightened stress and anxiety. And then, there's ritual holidays, from the 22nd to the 25th, ritual holidays where people fast particularly and set up their new year in terms of their vision boards and what they'd like to do and all kinds of various traditions. But, I just take it as an opportunity to point to, just point out some anomalies. That's all. Point out some anomalies. If you believe in a God, whoever it is, if that God, because in Kemet, the whole entire religious system is based on heart health. We don't think about it that way, but literally the way into the heart ceremony was invented there. Wherever we take the tradition, whether we go with the modern or the ancient, heart health is the primary driver behind it. And so I just wonder if people would look at their choices differently if they knew or thought that God was going to directly ask them or judge them based on their heart health. What do you think about that, Rashiki?
Are you on mute? Oh.
Your mic is muted. I knew you unmuted and then muted it. It went back on mute.
Miss Sophia?
Yes.
You want me to call on a few other people?
Well, I think he wanted you to comment on what you thought about what he just said in regards to if you want to repeat that, Dr. Inge.
No,
Well,
we could go around if I mean, because
yeah.
sometimes you just hear some stuff and you don't really necessarily have a comment. You just
I
listen to
thought
it.
it was very interesting what he just said, and how he related to Christianity and ancient, spirituality. So it was that's interesting. Something to con something to look at and think about. But
Paul, see you in the background over there.
we have Paul and Carlene. I would love to hear from them.
I definitely agree with the 40-day food fast, tradition and stuff like that. I'm usually the the black sheep, so to speak, since I'm probably the only one vegan in my family. So I kind of just do my, the thing that I do every day, even though everybody does the traditional holiday, feasting and stuff like that. So I just kind of like bring my own dish and stuff, and so nobody has to accommodate. So, but I definitely see that it kind of can have like a, like an impression on everybody over time, because then I'll get my mom, my dad, and some other people, calling me up, asking me about certain type of health topics and stuff like that. So, and then, so with my stepdad, he already, I think about maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, he had heart surgery. So, when stuff like that happens, everybody's thinking about health. So, for me right now, it's just kind of being that example.
You say that example, how does that translate over to the, how do you try to, what, how do you attempt to translate that to the family? Because during the holidays, nobody respects the healthy guy.
So I just do my thing, I just do my thing. I might bring like a to-go container of just some mixed vegetables and stuff like that, some raw, some steamed and stuff, and then the greens like lentils and quinoa and seasoned and stuff like that, maybe with some nut butter or some avocado, and I just eat it in front of them. Everybody's eating the turkey and the dressing and all that, and I'm just eating my thing, so I just do that,
Well, out of the meats, I don't think turkey is the worst thing. I think there's a lot of pork that goes down on Thanksgiving.
True, true, true.
I think folks be trying to pretend like it's turkey because turkey sounds safer and more respectable. But it's a lot of pork happening. It's a lot
The
of pork
sliced
happening.
ham and all that,
A lot of sliced ham happening. It's a lot of
and the
ham
case
hocks,
and Sakatumi case and
pork chops. It's just. It's a lot of pork happening. I don't know. I think that's the I don't think we can get away from it. I think consciously we make an effort to separate ourselves from the economic aspect of the holidays. But for me, it was always ironic when I looked at, like when I was young, before I really knew anything, what was going on, my older uncles, and they would always be on that, like, it's the white man holidays and woo woo, and we not celebrating. But when they would say they wasn't celebrating, they was talking specifically like about the economic part. But they was eating everything, you know what I'm saying? They was popping bottles and drinking, and I'm like, hold on. Why is it that we got to draw the line at the white man holiday when it's time for us to get some gifts? It seemed like everything else is on deck except for gifts for us. You know what I'm
Oh
saying? So
my
as children,
God.
we kind of felt like we was getting the short end of the stick. But as I got older, I understood, like, regardless to how you feel about the holiday, it's the time when everybody has their days off. So you get to see family that you may not have been able to see throughout the year. You get to hang out with folks, and whether we like it or not, it's a time carved out in the year where you get to, be around family and loved ones,
Yeah, for
and
sure.
get that in. And that kind of creates the festive mode, regardless to how we feel about whatever, and we kind of remember, you get to telling old stories, and the older folks get to remembering when the younger folks embarrass themselves, and all kind of, what I'm saying? And so you start remembering stories about who got drunk and what happened last year at the, So it, yeah, it becomes that, you know. It just, I think that, you know, I personally, you know, I think about, like, for instance, like Deion Sanders with what he's got going on, what he's going through, and all of the surgeries and the amputations and just all of the different things he's went through, having organs rebuilt. And then you see him pop up online, you know, like advertising barbecue and chicken and things like that, you know. So it gets, you know, it's the monotony, you know what I'm saying? It's the blind, for me anyway, it's the blind craziness, like there's no balance. So I try to, you know, around this time have the discussion, because it's the time that everybody is bringing up whoever their god is, right? Whether they're into Buddhism, and Buddhism has the god of nothingness. Buddhism has a god that's not a god, right? Or they're going back to Kemet or some African roots, or, you know, maybe Ogun, and, you know, who knows what they're doing, you know what I'm saying? But this is that time of the year, and it never seems like purity is in play. It never seems like whatever God it is that we're discussing, that the God is inspiring purity or health or fasting or any of those things that we would consider godly from any angle. So I just make it my business to, at least if no one else is going to do it, fine, I'll be the party pooper. You know, fine. You know what I'm saying? I'll remind everybody to not have the third plate of pure deliciousness that they're not going to be able to get 364 other days out of the year. When you know, right, when you know you want to have three plates, eat as much as humanly possible, and then pack up what you can't put, pack up what you can't put in your stomach. Oh man, we used to judge how well we made out on Thanksgiving, how many days we had Thanksgiving dinner left. What I'm saying,
Good old leftovers, huh?
man, leftover kings, leftover kings. We used to trade leftovers. Leftovers was almost a form of money. The following that whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you had leftovers. You was in bed, and if you had sweet potato pie, pfft, that was like a black card right there. You can get anything for sweet potato pie on Friday or Saturday, because it's almost non-existent. Super.
Come up with a new bartering system.
Oh yeah,
Oh,
'cause you, I
goodness.
mean, the supermarkets are sold out. Nobody has none. That's the first thing that's gone. It don't matter how many come to the house either. It could be 10 pies. Them 10 pies gone. Period. Them 10 pies gone. Whether people put them in their purses or their book bags or however them pies go, them pies vanish quickly. So, you know, that's how it goes too. It's first, it's the homemade pies disappear, you know, because people have a preference. They don't like the store-made pies. They look down on people who bring store-bought pies right up until the homemade pies are gone. Then those store-bought pies start to look good.
Start to look a little good.
Man, and then, you know, the store-bought pies vanish, and, you know, then cakes and ice creams and things in that order, but the pies go quickly. So.
Yeah, I mean, just to comment on the leftovers, like food that's leftover tends to get high histamine, and histamine is what's linked to allergies. So it's really important for people to know how to store their food. Like as soon as you're done getting the food that you need to eat that day, you need to cover it up and refrigerate it so that there's less histamine, in the food. 'Cause high histamine, like I said, is linked to allergies. So you want to reduce that risk.
Yeah, and I was trying to find the term because I know there's a term, but there's a term for allergy-induced heart attacks. So allergy-induced heart attacks
Wow.
is actually a real thing.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can actually have a heart attack from your allergies. So there's this a wide variety of things that can contribute to
Yeah. Now, I want to
ringing
hear
that alarm clock.
from Carlene.
Yeah, Carlene seems to be hiding. What you got going on over there, Carlene?
Well, when it comes to the holidays, for let's say for about maybe 8 years now, I stopped celebrating. I don't actually partake in the Thanksgiving, the Christmas, none of it. But I guess I can say the reason behind that is because I was doing my own research, even though I didn't really actually fully understand what I was watching and listening to. But over time, because a lot of people was, telling me, okay, well, really think about it. Black Friday, okay, yeah, you have to go and stand online just to get a sale and everything, but not realizing that people just like Doc said, people were spending money that pretty much they didn't have. And then, so yeah, I looked at it for the reality of it. And right now I'm still learning. I'm still in a learning process, trying to figure things out. But of course, like Paul said,
Well, let me say
you.
this. Let me cut you off for a second. Let me say this because I've went a full 360 on Black Friday, right? I've been somebody that's been out online, waiting to get me, a zillion-dollar TV for $2. Then I got into my angry black man phase. And I was like, yeah, never again. I'm not supporting Black Friday. I'm not spending a dime on Black Friday. And then after, a couple years go by, yeah, that might have been a nice lengthy period, but at some point it kicked in. I was like, wait a minute. Am I really straightening white folks out by making sure that I pay full price for these things that I need to buy?
Right.
I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. If I have to buy these items, should I not buy them on the day when they are on sale, or should I wait and make sure that they get as much profit from me as possible? And I was like, wait a minute. Am I straight? I might be straightening myself out. Like, I don't know if I should. Yeah. So then I started to just be frugal on Black Friday and just like get like wait and get things that are necessity type of things on Black Friday because I can try to get them as cheap as possible. But yeah, so I don't know how does everybody else feel about
No,
Black
hey,
Friday?
ain't nothing wrong with having good strategies. Nothing wrong with that at all. So,
Yeah, because I went full 360 on it. I was like, wait a minute, I'm not spending because I was out there a couple times waiting online at Best Buy, waiting online at Circuit City, And I think the main thing is the blind drive to purchase. I think that's the big problem. I think if you're maximizing and using Black Friday to save yourself some money and put yourself in the green as opposed to putting the corporations in the green, that's a tool to put in your back pocket. But sometimes you just be out there buying stuff you don't actually need just because you see the prices and it gets like a sport almost. We was competing back. We just wanted to beat other folks. We was buying things we didn't even need. Sometimes people would sell it in the parking lot. Like they just bought it. Like, just to be buying it. So yeah, it's I guess you live and you learn.
Yeah, man, I never have good luck when it comes to like Black Friday, because it's like every time it hits, or it just never, just like you said, it never hits the stuff that I need. It's always the stuff I don't need. So, I just end up ignoring the sales because I'm just like, I got a TV, I got this, I got that, it looks good. Last year it was when that I was kind of tempted, man. It was like the brand new, some brand new TV that had like all the tech, all
Oh,
the new tech, and it was like for 200,
this is confession right now. This is confession. Come on and confess. Clear yourself of your sins. Come on.
I didn't jump on
This is a
Yeah,
judgment-free zone. Going
man.
ahead and yeah. So
No,
it
I
was
didn't jump on
the
it.
new TV with the newer, more high definition than the high definition we already had.
Some stuff I never even like. You had the AI and all that stuff like that for 200, and of course they put the old price next to it to make it more enticing.
Is
So it's
there, wait,
like,
wait, hold on, I'm trolling, but is there actually AI coming out on TVs? Well, what is the AI going to do on my TV? Is it going to like tell me what I should be watching?
I didn't get see. I didn't get that far right there.
That is crazy. The AI is going to
And
tell me which show I should watch and then turn to it. So now
I
I can
had some
fight with it.
questions too.
So now I can fight with the AI about the remote control. That's crazy.
Right. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they were like, they already got algorithms on all the streaming platforms, so I don't know if it's gonna like maybe add to the personalization.
That is
I don't know,
interesting.
man.
I don't think that, yeah, I think that's a cover. I don't think it is personalization. I think it's
Yeah, so there's some other stuff. Yeah.
suggestive, very suggestive. That's interesting.
So I wanted to go to Ernest now and then Professor Rye, get their take on the what they think about the holidays and the heart health and spirituality.
Yeah, I always looked at it as just getting a day off and and a time for the family to gather, because they get so busy. Like right now I got my grandkids going to school, so they'll all be in town for this, this just this weekend. I get a chance to see them because I haven't seen them since the summer. And then my youngest daughter, because my one grandson, he goes to San Francisco State, so he gets to, I'm in the University of San Francisco, so he gets to come for the weekend. I get to see him. And then my other youngest daughter lives in France, and they don't celebrate Thanksgiving over there, so they'll be here doing the Christmas, for 2 weeks. And so give me a chance to see them. And then as far as about, because I'm like a full-time caregiver for my wife, for like about been since 99 now, because she's been bed-bound and kind of died down with late stage dementia. So I don't go out hardly at all unless my daughter from LA come down and relieve me, and I might. So I don't do any shopping or any of that for Christmas. And then I don't have no credit cards. I only got a debit card because I got rid of credit cards 5 or 6 years ago. So what I just do is give cash money to the kids, give them all like $30 or something like that. And then when Christmas is over, I don't have no debt to worry about because I didn't buy nothing, you know. But like as far as the eating, I've never been a big eater, you know, throughout my life. I go there and I'll eat one little kind of small portion plate, and then that's it. Because I might come back for seconds for, like, coffee is kind of my downfall, decaf coffee. I'll drink 4 or 5 cups of that a day. And then sweets is my downfall, and I try to keep that under control. So,
So you might have a couple of them pies in your pocket. That's what we was trying to figure that out earlier. Well, the pies disappeared too, so you might be one of them
because I'll
folks.
eat just one helping the dessert, whatever they got there, you know,
okay.
And that's it. Because I can, but I do have a sweet tooth. You know, like because when I drink the coffee, I put this
that is a fact.
Macchiato cream
yeah.
in it.
Yeah.
And so that, you know, and that's got sugar in it. So that's probably something I can kind of get away from. But I don't, you know, my weight and all that has been good because I'm the same weight that I was when I was in college in 1960 when I played football. So I'm the same weight. My weight only deviates like 2 or 3 pounds. And I've never been more than 3 pounds over my weight back then. So that's going for me pretty good. But I do have that cholesterol problem. But it wasn't, but I had a high HDL, so it, you know, and it wasn't that high to begin with. So, but it was, but like my LDL was always a little bit over 100, you know. So, and I try to keep an eye on that. And then the doctor told me, like, maybe two years ago, well, you got a heart murmur. I said, well, I didn't know that. And then I talked to my brother, and he said, oh, yeah, I had one when I was 17. So we had Dr. Williams as a black doctor in Long Beach, you know, because we were born and raised in Long Beach. And said, Dr. Williams told me I had it. Said, but don't worry about it. Said, because with black people, sometimes this is a hereditary thing. Like, but, you know, and I did one time at the hospital. The doctor had me take a treadmill test. So they sent me to the hospital, and after the test, the guy pulled me over to the side and said, you know, Ernie, I shouldn't be telling you this because I'm the technician, because the doctor might get mad. Say, but, you know, when you see with these spikes deviate below the line on your EKG? And I said, yeah. He said, well, in the old days, we always thought black people was having heart attacks and hospitalize them, and come to find out this is normal, you know. So he kind of went through that. He said, so I'm just let you know, because the doctor might not want you
might
to know
tell
that, so
else.
Don't tell him
yeah.
I told you, you know. So
yeah.
So anyway, that, and then my brother said, well, yeah, you know, I've had a murmur like that too. So, but that was just something I didn't know. And then all those years I played football at Cal State Long Beach, and then I played in the Army, you know, so I don't know, it didn't, whatever it was, it didn't affect me, you know, as far as athletics were concerned. But, and then I hear these people, so to me, I just look at the holidays as, hey, I get to see everybody, you know, at one time, so just kind of a good gathering, so.
Well, I think the athleticism and you keeping a steady weight probably preserved you. Yeah, to keep your mind sharp, your body healthy. A lot of people don't get that far and still be able to, you know, keep their thoughts and everything intact. We all want to be 100, but
That's
we forget before we get to 100, we got to hit 60, we got to hit 70, we got to hit 80. We forget about them numbers in between. We start looking to get to 100 from 30. I
That's
want to
my
be 100.
problem now is trying to get away so I can do some exercise, you know.
What state you in?
Oh, in Lakewood, California. So I'm
Well,
right
yeah,
here locally, yeah.
you could benefit from some midday sun. I would,
Yeah.
whether you exercising or not may
Because I
not
try
be
to
a
wait
big
till my
deal.
wife, so she goes to sleep and sneak out, but then I feel guilty. I don't want to go too far because I want to be here, you know, if anything go down. So
Can she get in a chair?
no, she can't even do that anymore because I used to be
Take
able
her out
to
with you.
lift her in a walk and take her in the den so she can get sunshine, but I can't even do that anymore because she weighed about 280 in and I got a lot of carpal tunnel. I'm getting a lot of stiffness in the hand, you know, because I had surgery on this right hand for carpal tunnel, and then they say I got osteoarthritis trying to set in. So, and some of these old football injuries, the string here broke that, and it never grew back right because I had a choice to either put it in a cast where I wouldn't be able to play or just put a splint on
Hey, yeah, we
it.
make them choices. We make them
Yeah, so
choices.
I say splinter because I'm gonna
Yeah,
play,
we
you
definitely make a lot of choices to
know.
trade today for tomorrow. Just
Yeah.
not fully sure that tomorrow is coming anyway. So
Right,
we
right.
can gladly trade. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just throw about 30, 40, $50 on the kids, and the grandkids and stuff, and you're on your own, you know, because I'm not going out, I'm bathing,
I can dig it. That's definitely a very low stress way to handle the holiday and stay within whatever your budget constraints are. Just bam, here's a what is it called? Here's a money card. Here's a money card. Bam. Yeah, go have fun. Don't spend it all in one place. Yeah. Yeah, money cards is easy. But yeah, so that's it. Not a particularly super lengthy or scientific conversation this week. Just reminding folks that if you believe in God, if you ever have a conversation with him, if you ever get to meet him, he is going to check on what you were doing with your heart. Like, that seems to be the one thing that is a high priority in every religion and spiritual system, even though you wouldn't know it because festivities during the holy days are going in pretty much the opposite direction. But, yeah, and even the Bible makes mention that God is actually going to check on your heart. Like, he's going to ask you about it. So some of those passages I just look at and I just crack up laughing because I just imagine to myself the look on people's faces, like if they were sitting there having a conversation with God and God was asking them about their cardiovascular health, like how would they? Because cardio, even people that exercise don't like cardio. So to just to find out that that's actually a word from the Bible was it was one of those mind-blowing moments for me. I was like, cardio is not from the Bible. Cardio is not a word from the Bible. That don't even make any sense. Come to find out, cardio is a word from the Bible. And there's plenty of passages where, quote unquote, God is asking you about it. And are you taking care of it? And what are you doing? And blah, 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 blah. I said, this is crazy for heart disease to be the number one killer. And we have these passages in the Bible. We have the weighing of the heart ceremony back in Kemet. It just seems like it's kind of crazy that, the way we prioritize some things and not others. So For me, it's just a matter of mentioning things, and you know, I put the books out, and I share the information, and just let it sit in the back of people's mind, you know, and hope that it'll come to the surface at key moments in their life.
Dr. Enke,
Yep.
we haven't heard from Professor Roth.
Bonnie Donnie, everybody. Appreciate what's been said, if I understand correctly. I respect everybody's opinions and everybody's perspective. I see things from an Afrocentric perspective. I didn't get that way until I got older, because my parents were from the South and they were church driven, and so they celebrated European holiday. When I got older and got conscious, I took a different path. I even changed my name, I lived a different lifestyle. But you know, I think that how a person eats is a personal decision based upon their intelligence and based upon their understanding of what's healthy and not healthy. Some people grow up on pork farms, and they live to be 100. And some people, you know, eat nothing but red meat. They live a long time. Some people die in their sleep with heart attacks, and they've been vegetarians. I had a partner. He was a strict vegetarian. Strict. I mean, sometimes he just ate raw. And he was herbologist, deep into herbs. And he got colon cancer, but he wouldn't go get a colonoscopy because he thought the herbs and his diet would keep him from getting it. But he didn't. And by the time they found out about it, it had spread it all over his body. I had another brother that had an infection in his toe, and he thought he could go to different places and get herbs and stuff. And then he ended up dying from that. And then there's another brother.
He had an infection in his toe?
Yeah, infection in his toe. And then it spread, you know, because he didn't treat it. And, you know, and then I had another partner who was a strict vegetarian, Rastafarian, and he caught prostate cancer. Well, he wouldn't ever go to the doctor. He thought herbs would do it. And I'm just saying, for some people, it do help. Herbs help them, and for some people that are vegetarians, that's a beautiful thing. But that's a personal choice, I think. And just like religion is a personal choice, as Malcolm would say. If it ain't done no more for you than what it have, you need to forget it anyway. That's what Malcolm used to say. And I take that position. I'll celebrate Kwanzaa. I don't have no, as I got older, we didn't have, me and my kids, I had kids living with me, three kids. We never had no Christmas tree in the house. We never had no lights all around the house. We never did all of that, you know, but we did celebrate Kwanzaa. But they may go over to their grandmama house and celebrate behind my back or something, you know, gifts and stuff. I understand that, you know, I didn't get mad at them. That's what they wanted to do. You understand? Because I'm not trying to impose my life on them, you know. But while they're under my roof, there ain't no tree coming in. Well, I'm paying rent. There ain't no lights going up, and there ain't no Santa Claus leaving stockings out for Santa Claus to come through the chimney we didn't even have. You know what I'm saying? So, I just took a different position. I respect people's religion. There are a lot of people, the majority of the people in the world are not religious. You know, you can just count the amount of people that's in the major religions and then the sub-religions, of course. But most people believe in that there's a creator, but they don't believe in
anything else. Yeah, that's right. That's a fact.
So how you eat what you eat, it's about abuses. Because you can be a vegetarian, but smoke weed and smoke and use drugs, and you're kind of addicting yourself. You can overeat vegetables, and just keep eating, like you say, feast on vegetables because you'd be hungry and stuff. So people do it, nuts and berries. I mean, we were food gatherers on the continent of Africa. We would get nuts, berries, and things of that nature at one time in certain parts of Africa, and then in other parts of Africa they hunted because nothing would grow. It depends on where you're at and how you're raised and how you studied. I got a granddaughter that's very meticulous in eating. She is the most meticulous eater. She don't eat this, she don't eat that, so it's just a challenging thing. But I respect you, Dr. Iku, for being and your guest and all the people that are into health and trying to get other people to be healthy and eat right and understand that how to live a fewer a physical life. I mean, like how you say there's a sale and you're gonna save some money, but you're giving somebody some money. That don't even make sense. Here's a man say, here's a sale. I'm gonna knock off $20 to $400, but give me $200. What? I mean, you ain't saving nothing. That don't even make sense. But and I'm not saying people should that need essential things that they see a bargain, they shouldn't. Because bargaining and trading is a history of us, and all we're doing is giving them money for what we want, barterism. But at the same time, sometimes those sales don't come except for during the holidays, and that's why people take advantage of it. But we got a boycott right now, a national boycott against Target, Home Depot, Walmart, and Amazon. Most people ain't gonna practice it, but it's been called on a national level. And we do it, they call for these things annually, but it's hard to get people who have habits, who have traditions, who mother and father expect for them to come over and eat and come up and all that, The biggest person that corrupts our minds is our parents.
That's a fact.
And so and so we just have to, as you get older and get freer, then you can change your own lifestyle. But if you go home and your mama got salt pork and greens and all that, and there's nothing else to eat, you ain't got no choice. You can pick around. I mean, I you pick around, so I just eat the rice, or I just eat this. I ain't gonna eat the other stuff. But at the same time, it's rough, man, because parents and home lifestyle, people who have not been to church celebrate Christmas. All the holidays are corrupt. Every one of them are messed up. Easter, the freak Easter, goddess Easter was freak. Painting women up like Easter eggs, and like you paint up Easter eggs, and they go out, and you find them, and you can do what you want to do. The same thing with Christmas. They don't even know when Jesus was born. They say the 25th, but most people say they don't know. But they chose that date because it's winter solstice. And ain't nothing about the new year. If you got old bills, they cross over to the new year. So it's like you gotta have a new year and everything wiped out. Oh man, it's just a game, as you say. Jews don't celebrate Christmas. Muslims don't celebrate Christmas. They don't celebrate no European holidays. They got their own holidays they celebrate. And there are millions of them. It's a personal choice based on your schedule. But I just appreciate y'all that do study and do try to keep people to live a healthy lifestyle and live a healthy life. That is the value of the teachings that I see Dr. Ike and other people doing. I can't guarantee you ain't going to die. I can't guarantee that you ain't going to get sick. But I can guarantee that for the most part, people that follow this formula of nutritional and eating and exercising and having correct digestive systems and things of this nature, you will do it. And then when it comes to the heart is just a muscle. It's your brain. If you ain't brain dead, you got a shot, you know. But if your heart stops, you can still be alive with the brain. But as Dr. Yusuf Ben Yakanan used to say, when somebody tell you they love you with all their heart, no, they love you with their mind. That's what we used to say. I want to get in their mind. You know, but anyway, that's a whole different thing. The most important thing is that we got to keep pushing the agenda of healthy eating. And that can come from a cultural revolution. You got to revitalize the culture and value system. Thank you for giving me a chance to say something.
Appreciate that. I want to close us out with a Christmas song.
Parts of Texas, parts of California, going right up to La Plata in Canada. This civilization known as Olmec was to touch all other civilizations in America, the Maya, the Toltec, the Aztec, etc. It was even to stretch right out into South America. What is very unusual about this civilization was that not only was it the mother of American civilizations, but it contained elements that were not just native to America, but was a fusion between the Native American and people coming from outside. The most significant of those outsiders were the Africans. We have very clear evidence in Stonehenge, in terracottas that are clay sculptures, as well as skulls and skeletons of an African physical type entering that native population.
Sins won't decay. Whose holy way is to sin on a holy day? Preacher selling miracles, snakes on display. Christopher Columbus, a rapist, Santa Claus, a joke. History in shambles, we hang by the rope. Black Friday's built to make your wallet go broke. Happy, happy, holy days if you ever have any. Happy, happy, holy days if you ever have. Holy days are not holy unless you stay pure. The game is holy war, I'm the MVP scorer. Angels in the rafters, demons in the corner, pause. No shot, cause they loving my aura. Violin strings cry, heavy 808 thunder. Beatbox rattles, hearts tear asunder. Spiritual warfare, a spell that we under. I see halos crack, broken wings fall. Holy days twisted, commercial.
Some nice anti-holiday music.
I think you got a little taste there, man. That was rocking. I could groove off of that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Top five.
Yeah, man. So, all right. Well, it was nice having a nice little holiday locker room session. You know, we got to strategize against the holiday so we can stay alive and all meet back up in January. We got to make it through the holidays.
Yeah. I'm optimistic.
Always. Yeah. Always. Always, but a good plan is good. A good plan helps make everything work. Teamwork make the dream work.
Oh, that was amazing. Thank you, all of you, for sharing your stories. Those are jewels that, you know, we'll hold dear to our hearts. And I think, Dr. Inge, you were thinking of Kunis syndrome. The Kunis syndrome, where
it might be Kunis syndrome,
where the person gets a heart attack induced by an allergic reaction. So, but yeah. Anyways, yeah.
And then the Phantom of the Opera, which, to me, is a little bit of everything, right? You get a little bit of stress. You get a little bit of vitamin deficiency, a little bit of anxiety, a little bit of blood pressure, a little bit of allergy acting up. You know, you get a little bit of all of these different things, and it's enough to trigger an event. Mm. But not enough to be able to trace it back to a single thing. Right. So it's not like afterwards the doctor's going to be like, oh, well, you know, it was this or it was this. It was this. You know, it just is culminating, you know, just a bunch of different things. You know, add a little liquor, a little cigarette, a little tobacco, a little, you know, you just add, you know, 5, 10, 15 little contributory little factors in there and you know. You don't really need a lot of anything. All you need is a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you know, there are several things. Of course, everybody knows that there's, you know, correlation between eating healthy vegetables, you know, and heart disease. There's a study that talks about compounds that are found in cruciferous vegetables, and cruciferous vegetables could be Brussels sprouts, you know, cabbage, you know, kale, those types of vegetables. And one of the compounds they specify is sulforaphane. And the title of the study is Effects of Sulforaphane treatment on skeletal muscles from exhaustive exercise-induced inflammation and oxidative stress through the NRF2 HO-1 signaling pathway. And so basically what they found was if an individual includes exercise while, you know, eating this type of food, the cruciferous vegetables. I'm going to quote part of the study. It says that in a gastrocnemius muscle, a phase 2 enzyme HO-1 expression is increased by 1.8-fold. In the people who took the sulforaphane, and in compared to the people who were sedentary or not doing anything, and also in the soleus muscle, the expression increased 4.2-fold in the sulforaphane plus X group compared to the X or sedentary control groups. In other words, so basically the NRF2 system is a system that activates your antioxidants, your enzymes that help detoxify and other things. So by eating those cruciferous type vegetables, it actually protects your blood vessels. It helps heal the damages of nerves from oxidative stress, from reactive oxygen species, reactive nitrogen species, and other things. So those are just a few things that, people can look into. And also controlling anger. I mean, your body produces a lot of cortisol and it lasts for, quite some time. So it's best, it's important for people to look into ways to cope with stress or anger so that they can reduce the effects of those emotions. And Dr. Gabor Mate out of Canada, he talks a lot about how even children who are exposed to a lot of stress in their environment tend to actually end up with asthma. So our emotions are totally tied to how things happen in our lives. So anyways, just food for thoughts to, express love, commit to only giving out what's loving towards others. And I think overall, not only do you benefit, but also it makes our world a better place as well.
All right. Thank you, Miss Sophia, for hosting this evening. And next week, we have Brother Kwabena coming on. And the topic is rap fatigue / rap brown. So that should be a good one. And Professor Rod, do we have anybody for Tuesday next week?
Yeah, I think we're going to have Dr. Sagan out of New York. And he's going to be talking about the Black movement, Kwame Ture, Assad Shakur, the international conference that he hosts, a festival that he hosts in New York annually. And different things about the struggle and about where we are as a people.
Okay, that's wonderful. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the attendance, Brother Paul, Carlene, Ernest, and Dr. Inky. Thank you for coming again. And Miss Sophia.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, thanks for having us. We got to, we got to keep it going.
Yeah, Miss Sophia will contact you soon for another date.
That's it. We'll see everybody in the new year.
All right. Thank you. Everybody take care. Take good care.
All right.
Each one.
The fake new year, with a real new year.
All right. Each one teach one in Conscious Corner. Everybody continue to have a great day.
You too. Thank you.